welcome back. We have Tim Alexander here. Tim, I believe that the Dragon Slayer, Slayton Hildeby, she's going to whine and cry and scream in agony as she bleeds from the Veritas leaks of hot mics and video cameras, the FOIA documents, and the 12th now dump of WikiLeaks, which now they've collaborated trying to shut off his internet and also attach Russian television to make the most ridiculous claims that Russia so-called hacked in and tried to make Donald Trump a puppet of the Soviet regime under the new rising Soviet empire.
Well, that's the fallback position if they, you know, here's the scenario that Trump is seriously ahead, but they own the newspapers and the polls, and the purpose of the polls in this environment is to give cover to stealing the election. If the public thinks that they're neck and neck, somebody pulls ahead at the last minute, that's normal, and it just so happened to be Hillary Clinton. Well, okay, that's how it happened. And you notice last night, and all the leading globalist papers around the country this morning are running stories about Trump not saying he won't necessarily accept the results of the election.
Of course.
They want to pin him down. Okay, but if they can't steal it, you see, then the fallback position is the Russians did it. The Russians broke in to our computer systems, and the Russians gave the election to Trump.
But they're not denying any of the statements. But they're not denying any of the statements. A lot of them are not in the WikiLeaks. They're in the FOIA documents. And 40 hours of a sting operation showing the DNC for 50 years has been busing people in, literally sending in violence to their rallies like the one in Chicago.
Yeah, well, they got caught with a big busload of people going place to place. And how they got caught is kind of like that movie Christmas Vacation. They dumped the on the bus's bathroom. They were caught dumping the crap literally on the streets, and they apologized.
They had to have a hazmat.
You know, they've been dumping on the American public for a long time now, both parties, because they're owned by the globalists. Donald Trump did a takeover of the Republican Party's nomination for president, and now he's trying to do that to the entire country. Thank God he is trying, because while he is far from a perfect human being, and all of us are, he's our last chance, because they intend to gut us. When Hillary Clinton speaks before Goldman Sachs, these snakes at Goldman Sachs, and says to them that she intends to have wide open borders, that is very clear. You have wide open borders, let me tell you, in 1 year, the country is gone. You will have in every neighborhood in the country masses of Muslims and poor people from Africa, North Africa, Arabia, and all over Latin America by the millions. We're talking 25 to 50 million people in 1 year. And what will our officials do? Well, they'll meet him at the border and say, welcome to America. Here's your welfare farm.
Tim, what you're going to see is the following, okay? Number one, Chris Wallace was a little bit taken aback by Donald Trump's answer. I will reserve until I see what happens. Which, by the way, is the same.
Why not?
Let me finish, which Igor said, too. Here's the consequences. Number one, I and millions of Americans will never accept Hillary Clinton as our president. That means she's not. Okay, number two, we will fight with arms and with information and whatever we have to stop the takeover of the United States, including sending up our own civilian border guards to make sure that we support ISIS. ICE, which is our security people at the border. I want people to understand that Hillary will never be our president. Number one, even if they shove her into the White House and Bill is back there getting blowjobs, it's not going to change things. We now are awake, and there's millions of Americans that will never accept Hillary. Now, on the other side, people say, well, do you think the Democrats, if Trump gets in, they're going to cave? The fact is, they know that Trump is going to bring back jobs to blacks. There's a lot of black youth that are afraid to actually tell their friends, because while they're damaging Trump cars with Trump signs on it, these same black kids, many of them, are going to vote for Trump because they know that's the only way to get out of the ghetto. And it's my feeling that what you're going to see...
They have no hope other than being a successful a drug pusher, and your lifespan in that particular job is probably under 2 years.
Right. Now,
you either go to prison or you die.
A lot of the black people are very smart. Did you know that black women have got more bachelor's degrees than any other minority, including whites? Did you know that black women have more bachelor's degrees? Is that interesting or what? That's an interesting factoid, which means that their little black boys that they have aren't stupid. Okay, so let's face the facts. If America gets with the program and we have borders and we have a more rapid immigration system and we have a means of controlling the cost of education so it's affordable and we have a means of writing off that
and
debt.
Jobs so that the education means something when you graduate.
Let me finish. And then so we have a means of writing off that debt so they can own a home and start a family when they get their degree or their technical training. And we have a system set up so that when we support our troops, they have the proper body armor. So they have level 3 body armor so when we engage in a war, they don't die or get their limbs blown off. We give them proper equipment so that when they're overseas, they're not going to be scrambled by these IEDs and literally be turned into mincemeat. We're going to make sure that when we deploy, we don't pull out and let ISIS grow, which was where we're moving debris around in cities we bombed hundreds of times. And when we will collaborate. In fact, after Donald Trump made these comments about NATO, NATO got the message that these nations are starting to pay up, number one. Number two, they are setting up a special committee to deal with terrorism, which means even before he becomes a president, NATO's responding, realizing that even if he doesn't become president and they don't take action, America can't afford to continue defending nations with our budget without their collaboration. Doesn't mean that we're going to give them nuclear weapons. It means our nuclear weapons will be in their nations to protect their nations and their military, but they're going to have to pay up. And what I see happening is Donald Trump is the only one with solutions. Hillary Clinton, all she has is more women saying he groped me garbage. Okay? And it's all being completely...
It's all lies. Charles Hugh Smith has a blog, uptwominds.com, and he has a really excellent article, and it says, the ruling elite has lost the consent of the governed.
Right.
And let me read just a few excerpts from it, because this is a really good article. Every ruling elite needs the consent of the governed. Even autocracies, dictatorships, and corporatologies ultimately rule with the consent, however grudgingly, of the governed. The American ruling elite has lost the consent of the governed. This reality is being masked by the mainstream media, mouthpiece of the ruling class, which is ceaselessly promoting two false narratives. One, the great divide in American politics is between left and right, Democrat, Republican. Two, the ruling elite has delivered prosperity, not just the privileged few, but the unprivileged many they govern. Both of these assertions are false. The great divide in America is between the ruling elite and the governed that the elite has strip-mined. The ruling elite is privileged and protected. The governed are unprivileged and unprotected. That's the divide that counts, and the divide that is finally becoming visible to the marginalized, unprivileged class of debt serfs.
Right.
The prosperity of the 21st century has flowed solely to the ruling elite and its army of technocrat toadies, factums, flunkies, apparatchiks, and apologists. The elite's army of technocrats and its mass and his media apologists have engineered and promoted an endless spew of ginned-up phony statistics, the super-low employment rate, etc., to create the illusion of growth and prosperity that benefits everyone rather than just the top 5%. And it goes on and on. But I think he makes some really excellent points. The main point is we are being strip-mined in this country by a tiny minority, a lot of which are foreign, as in the global banking cartel, the Rothschilds and their ilk. We're being gutted. We're being led into what will be a third world war, if not immediately, certainly within a few years. The trend lines are very strong. May happen any day. We don't know. But that's where we're being headed. The middle class is dying, literally, as we speak. The number of under 30-year-olds living with mom and dad has never been this high in American history. We have more people, more men unemployed than in the Great Depression, but yet, we've got just barely over 5% unemployment. You know, bull crap. And it's time that we stop putting up with this stuff. This politically correct and the garbage has been shoved down our throats. The Supreme Court, which now has 4 out of 8 people are not even Christians, they're Jewish. Obama nominated a fifth one.
Let's call it what it is. These are not Jews. The word Jew means praiser in ancient Hebrew. They are Khazarian, satanic pagans. They're Khazarian, satanic pagans. Jesus would call them of the synagogue of Satan. If Yeshua Jesus was here, he would call them the synagogue of Satan.
Our senators and congressmen are so corrupt when they have the audacity to say that the Constitution mandates that men may marry men and women may marry women. I mean, that's in the Constitution over 200 years of constitutional law, and that's never been in there. And yet they act as a third legislative body that's superior to the president, to the Senate, to the House of Representatives. They should have been impeached.
Right.
Just on that issue, they should have had their butts kicked out of office. But, oh, no, everything in Washington is all about money. As Jimmy Carter, who I never voted for, but I've talked to several times and I have a lot more respect for him now that he's out of office, as he said, American politics has become a giant oligarchy with unlimited bribery.
Well, it's time we
take this great country back from the criminals, because they are criminals.
Tim, here's what's going to happen. Step number one, Trump is going to win unless they can actually steal it by 4 million plus illegals and voter fraud. Number two, if he doesn't win, we're not going to accept a presidency. And as Chris Wallace and these freaked out people like Geraldo Rivera on Fox is freaked out, that people like me will never, ever, ever, in God's green earth, ever accept Hillary Rodham Clinton, the monster, the dragon, as our whore of Babylon, Jezebel leader of this nation. That's not going to happen. And we're going to fight her in every possible way. Okay?
You know how unpleasant it was to listen to her? She looks right at the camera and she lies. She lies and she lies and she lies. She only tells the truth by accident. I want to tell you, listening to her speech, I want to listen to her speech again like I want to be locked in a phone booth with a mad mountain lion, and my job in that phone booth is to shove a wet doodle up its back end.
Yeah, right, and come out alive.
Yeah, well, I know you come out in pieces. But anyway, she's a despicable person. And what she appeals to are people that are lip-tarred, stupid, and people that are, I don't know who to vote for. I've been wondering about it.
Decent borderline intelligence people will not accept her. The only ones that will accept her are arrogant people like, say, movie stars, leftist globalists, billionaires that could give a rat's behind. Full-born Satanists are buying body parts from Planned Parenthood so they can do satanic ceremonies. And if you think this is not happening, you're a fool.
You know, I hadn't never really thought of Satan as buying body parts from.
Of course they are. What do you think? They're not just laboratories trying to create. Listen, I've known for decades, you know, that even previous popes have actually taken and gone to Switzerland and taken where they do talk about aborted babies, and they actually homogenize them and give them to them intravenously as a treatment for different illnesses. The satanic ceremonies, I guarantee you, they're buying full babies so they can sacrifice them in their satanic ceremonies. That's why they don't want to stop abortion. There's a doctor, and let me explain this technology. In San Antonio, 40 years ago, that developed a technique to put a valve through someone's umbilicus, just as a girl was developing menarche and developing periods, so she could never get pregnant or develop a pelvic infection. Women have the right to be sterile. They do not have the right to abortion, ever. Okay, it's genetically separate. It's not their body. It's someone else's body. It's someone else's genetics. And the heritage of women reproducing will be taken away from them if they keep supporting abortion, because the future does not need women. Did you know that? The future does not need women. The women that will exist will only be cybernetically and genetically enhanced in the highest caste. The lower caste will be a unisex, and they will not be allowed to have wild reproduction. It will be against the law. And what will happen, just like he talks about the demonic horde of angels, do you ever hear about female angels? Of course not. They're all male. That's what they intend to do with the human race. Okay?
Well, it's... By the way, I went out to the mailbox today, and in the mailbox was a nice, great big card for the Republican candidate for U.S. Senator who's running against former Senator Evan Bayh.
Right.
And it was very well laid out. I usually throw stuff like that in the trash, so I don't have it in front of me. But yeah, I was thinking Donald Trump, and I hope somebody that is in his organization is listening and can do something like this. In the little over two and a half weeks, they need to have about three mass mailings to every postal box in the United States. And they need to summarize all the key things that have come out with WikiLeaks and these other things.
It's a great idea, Tim. I've paid lots of money to say they need to put on not only attack ads, but this mailing, I think, would be more valuable. Something that people can say, I see Hillary and the Hildebeest on one side, and I see Trump and a future for America, a godly America, on the other.
Right. Exactly.
That's a great idea. Great idea.
And that needs to go out three times in the next, 19 days.
Well, I have two ways of getting in touch. First is through Roger Stone, which I'm trying to get in touch with again before the election. Number two, Bob Goldberg, who's a friend of Ron Klatt's, who founded the A4M, American College of Anti-Aging Medicine, is a first-hand friend of Donald Trump and can communicate with him any day. So I'll try to get through Ron to Bob and make the suggestion to get Bob to contact him, Bob Goldberg.
Yeah, because that can be done. There are firms that do that, by the way. It's very easy to get it done.
Well, you make a big card. You make a card. It's not just like a flimsy thing. And it's actually...
It's a good-sized card, and it fits in the standard mailbox, and you send it to postal patron, postal patron in the country. And you have Hillary on one side, and you do this about two or three times in the remaining time you've got left, because there's a lot of dirt out there that a lot of people know about.
They haven't digested it yet. In the last 2 weeks, we have now 12 dumps from WikiLeaks, FOIA documents, and now the Project Veritas. And now there's other information coming out from, say, O'Keefe and these foundations that have looked and estimate there's 4 million frauds already in the voter rolls of people that are dead since the 1940s, and the illegals who have voted even in the 2012 elections are still in the voter rolls.
The GLIM software that Diebold and others use is designed for fraud. It could not have been designed the way it was for any reason other than mass election fraud.
Right.
One of the firms that controls about the voting in 16 states
right.
has a direct link to, wait for the drum roll, Jarge Soros.
Yeah, he owns the company.
He's the man for the Rothschilds. I mean, look, we cannot allow these bastards to continue to gut this country and ourselves. We have a vote. Not just in the election, but we have a vote day in and day out. We don't have to tolerate this crap anymore, because if we do, most of us are going to end up dead in the Third World War, which is what they want.
Jimmy, you got a great picture here that shows progressive socialist globalism with Hillary Clinton popping her eyes, and behind her George Soros and the Abominator, and down below it says Benghazi, right? And then on the other side it says American nationalism, and you had compared them back and forth. When we come back, I'd like to read just these titles, because I'm going to cut and paste this over to the front page of Neutral Medical. I think it's important. This card is the kind of thing you're talking about that needs to go to everybody so they can make a real decision and face the damn consequences to making the wrong one if they're going to vote for the Hildebeest. Okay?
Yep.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for or fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin is the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Are you tired of brown rust stains on your toilets, sinks, and clothes? Does your water smell and taste bad? Don't live with these problems anymore. HydroCare's revolutionary well water systems, available at Wave Home Solutions, gives you clean, healthy, great-tasting water from every faucet. They remove iron, hydrogen sulfide, sediment, and many other contaminants that are distasteful and damaging your fixtures. You'll be amazed how fresh and clean well water can be. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
This card has a few titles. I'd probably make them a little bit harder in terms of their message, but it's good. I mean, it talks about the
yeah, Eagles. If you want to see it, folks, go to Europe Business with one S. A long story why it had to be that way. Europebusiness.blogspot.com.
Right.
And it's globalism versus nationalism. Go ahead, Dr. Bill.
Yeah, so this list is actually pretty good. I would change it a little bit. Number one, firstly, we're talking about a growing economy under Trump, reducing taxes and increasing and decreasing regulations, building a wall and speeding up immigration of good, valid families of no matter what their nationality, but no illegals and criminals going from trying
well,
to...
Well, I'll tell you what I would do.
Let me finish. And yeah, this is important, that... And those illegals that come here that are criminals go from our prison system to the prison system in their home country. And like Trump has said, if the home countries don't accept their prisoners, like they've dumped literally back on the streets since Obama's been there, I think 82,000 criminals, it means that those countries will no longer have travel visas to America. That's the end of them.
And well, we have a Navy and an Air Force and an Army that can do a quick landing and say, this is the demarcation part. Port for 50,000 of your illegal citizens who have been in our country, and we're going to disembark them. What you do with them is your business, but if you try to interfere, we'll blast you to kingdom come.
Right.
This card, by the way, is so good. It says globalism versus nationalism, and on the globalism side, there's this it's red background with this kind of communist star. And there's Hillary, and there's George Soros, and there's Obama. And then there's a list of things. Radical socialist globalism. Increased taxes, regulations. Economy, jobs, collapse. No wall. More illegals, refugees. Amnesty in the first 100 days. Domestic terrorist embeds. More expensive Obamacare. Pro-Trans-Pacific Partnership. Debt, 20-plus trillion, near default. Email, Benghazi scandals. And right below it is, there's a, at the very bottom, there's those email scandals. There's a great big pile of cash, the Clinton Foundation, and then Benghazi. And it shows four of our people, including the ambassador, that were killed. And there's an American coffin with an American flag over it. Now, on the other side, the nationalist side, progressive socialist globalism on one side and the other side versus American nationalism. And the picture is the flag, the American flag, with Donald Trump, and he says, let's come together to save this country. And then it's just opposite of this listing, you know, radical social globalism, etc., is capitalism, reduce taxes, regulations, economy, jobs, explode, build walls, no illegals, refugees, no amnesty, no free ride, terrorists destroyed, repeal Obamacare, anti-Trans-Pacific Partnership, debt eliminated, no scandals.
Yeah.
And in the center it says it's
By the way, this is a message for those 96% of journalists that give direct financial contributions to Hillary Clinton and her corrupt, evil campaign that actually incites violence. This is a message to you, Chris Wallace, and to you, Geraldo Rivera and Fox News. I and millions of other Americans will never, ever accept Hillary as our president. And you need to get a message here. This is not a normal election. We're not going to submit. We're not going to have a smooth transition of power. It's not going to happen. If Donald Trump doesn't get in, because he's got the vast majority of voters already, look at the Rasmussen poll and the L.A. polls. He's already ahead already, and people haven't fully digested all these new facts. 12 dumps from WikiLeaks, the FOIA documents, and the Project Veritas, including Mr. O'Keefe's research project as well, showing 4 million illegal voter fraud things already on the voter rolls. This is not going to go away. And we're not going to go away. And you need to make a message here. You're not going to try to frighten or get Donald Trump to commit our determination whether or not we're going to support Hillary Clinton. There's no smooth transition of power here. We're never, ever going to accept that monster, that Hildebeest, that witch, as our president. It's not going to happen. Ever.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
With your comments regarding the Electoral College.
Yeah, hi, Dr. Bill. Hi, Tim. Excuse me. Yes, sir. Gentlemen, and this is really not per se about the Electoral College. That's just a strict formality after the election is stolen. The election is going to be stolen by the current polls that are being run by the same mass media owners that own Hillary Clinton.
There's no way.
Dr. Bill, please let me finish.
I'm not going to let you finish. I'm going to explain why I'm not going to let you finish.
Stop.
The reason why I'm not going to let you finish is because this is the same drivel that comes up from the media. Number one, we have enough information now from O'Keefe and others and the Veritas that this is not going to go away. And it doesn't matter about the rules of the Electoral College. We already know that there's at least
one
million.
How's that going to cancel out?
Let me finish. The Electoral College, we're not going to accept an outcome that does not elect Donald Trump. We already know from the Rasmussen.
How do we not accept it, Dr. Bill?
Stop. Cut him off. Cut him off, Dan. The reason why we're not going to accept it is this. We have enough evidence right now. There is not going to be voter fraud. There already is voter fraud. There are already people voting. There's 4 million at least estimated by O'Keefe and other investigators, including Project Veritas, that are already on the voter rolls that are dead 60 years or are illegals that are voting. Okay. So when Donald Trump says this and you have Chris Matthews, going into, you know, freakout mode, and Geraldo Rivera freakout mode that so-called the public won't accept it, we are never going to accept a vote suggesting that Hillary Clinton has a majority when she can't fill the gymnasium and Donald Trump can fill two stadia. And the energy behind people like us that knows that this is the end of the republic, there is never going to be an alternative where we will accept the Electoral College decision to give Hillary Clinton the presidency. It isn't going to happen. And that's the drivel that I hear from the news media. It's not going to happen. Your comments, Tim, because people need to understand this. There's no wiggle room here. We're not dealing with a situation 10 or 20 years ago where we don't have Project Veritas, Mr. O'Keefe, all the proof from WikiLeaks and so on of the internal deals actually passed.
Well, cutting checks.
This is not ever going to go anywhere. And when I hear the shrill comments by Geraldo Rivera and Chris Matthews, who's actually otherwise a pretty good questioner, freaked out about the idea of a smooth transition of power. There isn't going to be a smooth transition of power. If there is a transition of power to the Hilda Beast, there's going to be violent revolution. That's what's going to happen. It's not going to go away, and they're not going to crown this queen, this witch, and give her power, and there's not going to be the simple transition. It's either Trump or warfare. That's the alternative. This is not going to be like any other election. It won't be like Al Gore, where he disputed until he came up with a court ruling that, yes, he didn't have the Electoral College, but he had more popular vote. This is different. This is not going to go away, okay? That's for you, Mark, and anybody else out there who's believing the drivel that we're just going to curl up in a ball and say, too bad it happened. No, this is not, we're going to get a future chance in 2020 or 2024. This is the end of the road. In 1 or 2 years, with thousands and hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of illegals flooding this country, this is the end of America. This is the end of the Republican Party. There'll be so many Democrats that are illegals. Here in California, where I live, we got over 40 million population. Millions of our population are illegals that have a driver's license because it's a sanctuary state. More than half of all the driver's license, and Podesta's in his own email says, all they need is a driver's license and they can vote. This is the end of the road. We now know that there's voter fraud, and we will never accept the Electoral College giving Hillary Clinton the presidency. That's the end of the road, okay? So unless it's Trump, there'll be revolution, period. Got it?
That may be.
No, there's no may about it. I can tell you from talking to Roger Stone and many other people that are in the know, and we're not just talking about some of the shrill people like, you know, like Alex Jones, who freaks out and goes ballistic, or, you know, Michael Savage. You know Michael Savage? He tried to be able to travel to Britain, and Hillary Clinton specifically made sure she made representations to Britain to make sure he couldn't even travel to discuss things in Britain. Did you know that? And they kept him on this no-fly list on purpose, and that's directly comments made by Hillary Clinton to make sure that he never could travel. Now, this is not acceptable. And we're not going to have any smooth transition of power, as Chris Wallace and Geraldo Rivera said. There is no transition of power, damn it. This is the end of the road.
Yeah.
Got
that
it?
Would be very
now, if you don't have that, and you don't have the guts to stand up and actually push back against these monsters, you're going to curl up in a ball and say, oh, it's too bad it happened. No, it's not. It's the end of the road. It means if we don't have our President Trump, it's going to get really, really ugly. There's not going to be any smooth
transition. Exactly how will that play out, though, is what I'd like to
know. I'll tell you how it'll play out. I can give you the precise answers. Number one, a number of states where they have rights to bear arms, like Montana, they'll get ready with their own civilian militia to deal with federal government trying to come into their state. Number two, states like Texas, next June, if they put in Hillary Clinton, they'll vote to leave. And they'll take a number of states with them, and it'll be the end of America. Number three, you'll see them trying to take away the guns from our veterans. 23 million veterans. I've had experts on that are attorneys where 230,000+ veterans have already had their gun rights taken away from them because they had a transitory depression. Guess what? Or their wife does their bills. Just because their wife does their bills, they say they're mentally incompetent and they can't have a gun. And they're coming back from the war theater where they had 2, 3, 4 tours of duty, and they're told because their wife does the bills, they're not medically competent to carry a gun. Now, I'm going to tell you what will happen. And this happened with Governor Pataki in New York City, in New York State, a few years ago, where the Delta Force special ops that were going to have to go to veterans' homes at 3 a.m. and grab their guns. They said, we're going to get the first guns in the first home. But once word gets around between these veterans, they're going to have spotters on the roof with armor-piercing weapons, and we're not going home to mama, Governor Pataki. And it means that when we go to those homes, you need to come with us with body armor on and realize we're all going to die. And guess what? That little scheme to start taking away guns from veterans at 3 a.m. stopped. You know why? Because our vets had two clues that you don't go and start seizing guns from veterans just because they have them, because you don't want them to have guns, or train young men, say my son's age in their 20s and 30s, to become civilian militia against a tyrannical government that wants to do this kind of crap to them. Now, I can tell you the same thing, by the way, is going on in Canada. We have a tyrannical government in Canada. They had to stop doing their gun registration program because Canadians gave them the middle finger. They said, go to hell. So the Canadian government, and this is the Conservatives before they lost power, had to actually nullify the law of gun registration, even if they're 2 miles from the RCMP office. And I know I was in rural Nova Scotia. I had friends there in in Enfield, Nova Scotia. And one of my friends, who was a patient also, I said, how many guns do you have? And he said, well, I got about 45. I said, what kind of guns? He said, all the way up to fully automatic with 45-round clips and drums and everything. I said, and where do you get your bullets? He said, we make our own bullets. We went to New England, got our bullet-making machines. I said, how many bullets did you make last week? And he said, 75,000 with his group of guys made 75,000 bullets. Now, and I'm going to tell you, the natives, including the Mohawks, because I had friends that are police in Ontario, Canada, and one of my friends actually is house set with his wife, because they have a daughter that's a few weeks younger than ours, has Down syndrome. For 4 years, he sat at the house. He's half Algonquin Indian and half Scottish. And Keith told us, and this is too funny, they were trained by Mossad and by these American special forces that came up to Ontario and Canada trying to change the same weapons.
The Mossad,
tactics.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, you got to understand this, okay? So,
a great democracy.
So what he told me is, he said, because he's a person Algonquin Indian, he said, you know, they came into the Akwesasne Reserve and tried to see if they could take the guns, the Quebec government and the federal government, from the Akwesasne Indians. You know what the Indians had? 50 caliber anti-aircraft machine guns. They had everything you can imagine. Rocket propelled grenades, everything. And you know what the natives said? We'll blow the tracks off your tanks. We'll wait till you're cold or starving or dehydrated. And then we'll kill you by throwing firebombs into the side of your tanks. So let me tell you, if you try to take on the native peoples in Canada, or if you try to take on the civilian militia in the outskirts of Canada, you'll just be just as dead as if you try to take on Americans. And I can tell you, where I live, I can look out my patio window right now, and I can see Mental and Marine Corps base. And every veteran I know, because I train over with the Marines over at Black Wolf, who's a trainer for the Marines over here at our training site, not a one of them is going to support Hillary. If they start a revolution, we're going to freaking well end it. Okay? So when anybody says we're going to accept the so-called smooth transition of power, or we're going to accept the Hildebeest, God help the idiot that tries to force it. It's not going to happen. Okay? So if they put her in power, they're going to start the degradation of America. And by next June, you'll see Texas leave. And they'll take a bunch of states with them. You know, Nevada, Arizona, Colorado, etc. And you'll see stupid states like California, maybe Oregon and Washington State, but stupid states like California, stuck out in the middle of nowhere being Democrat, will be basically cut off from the rest of the United States. You'll see the dissolution of the United States, not capable of literally projecting war power anywhere, and our financial situation deteriorate where there's a run on our cash system, and they won't be able to recharge the EBT cards for 48 million black, Hispanic, and poorer Americans. And as a result, you'll see rioting in the streets. And if you want to see some really bad people, piss off white people as you start killing them, and you're going to see the rise of neo-Nazism, and you'll see death on a scale that you've never seen before, including World War I and II. So if people think there's going to be a smooth transition of power and we're going to accept the Electoral College, you're out of your freaking mind. It's not going to happen. If Hildebeest gets in, it's revolution immediately. Okay? That's a fact. And I'm not the one pushing it. I'm just telling you, I'm describing what will happen, because people aren't going to put up with the things that she wants to do. If she leaves open borders, if she starts globalism, if she floods this country, if she does things like raising taxes like crazy, if she literally causes the collapse of the economy, and they can't afford to recharge the EBT cards, and they can't service the debt, what do you think will happen in this country? revolution. She will be presiding over the dissolution of the United States. That's the fact. So we're not going to accept the Hildebeest. She should be impeached. Even before she gets in power, the fact that she's even able to run is a national and an international embarrassment. So if Chris Wallace and our caller, who wanted to interrupt me, Mark, thinks it's okay to say there's going to be a smooth transition to power, you're out of cotton picking mind. It ain't going to happen. Period. There's no wiggling on this. There's no wiggle room. I'm going to tell you that anybody who thinks that voting for Hillary is a good idea, you're out of your mind. Because regular Americans, when they, even the people that support Hillary now, when they realize what the hell she's going to do, they'll have MS-13 sitting up in the house right next door. They'll have gunshot, dueled in the local park. You won't be safe to go anywhere, including the shopping center. And you'll see terrorism on American soil at a level where even Mr. Remember this guy that talked about, Baghdadi? This guy's name actually is a canonized Christian saint 200 years ago. Do you know that? You've talked about this guy. He's an actor from Israel that's now the so-called head, who was in an Iraqi prison, who's the head of the so-called ISIS group, which is a total fabrication of the West because of the controllers of chaos. And if people think it's going to be a smooth transition, they're out of their cotton-picking mind. Ain't going to happen. And after this destruction of the beast last night, if any idiot thinks that they can support Hillary, you are evil. And you need to know that if you're a passive American and think we're just going to roll over it and just accept the transition of power to the Hildebeest, it's never going to happen. I don't care if they park her stuff, move all her furniture, change the tableware, put in the serial rapist Hillary and the aggressive bisexual lesbian Hildebeest in there who's planning the destruction of America. It doesn't matter where they plant her butt. Americans are never going to accept her as president. And we're not just talking about minority, we're talking about majority, because the only ways they can get her in there is if they steal the election with dead people and voter fraud. Because the real number of people voting for Donald Trump is a majority already. We know it. From the Rasmussen poll and the LA polls, Trump is already our president. And if they steal this election, we're not going to go quietly into that good night, are we?
Well, you painted an interesting picture. I don't know. I can't. I'm an analyst, but
this is not open to wiggle. There's no wiggle room, Tim. There's no wiggle room. This is going to happen if they do this. Now, if Trump goes in there, here's the three things that will happen. In the first 100 days, he's going to get rid of Obamacare and replace it. He's going to reduce the cost of education so young people can afford it. He's going to close our borders and make sure our immigration is more rapid. He's going to rebuild our military and give our veterans that if they can't get into a veteran doctor within 7 days or the seriousness of their problems, they can get in to see any doctor at the cost of the state. You're going to start seeing a situation where our military is going to rebuild. We're going to start building new jets with a better procurement system so it doesn't cost us 10 times as much to build a new jet. We're going to get away from aircraft carriers and get into rapid action equipment and get into Tesla plasma beam weapons and lasers and so on our naval ships so we can actually defend ourselves if we come to a conflict with Russia or anybody else, including these Houthi rebels in Yemen shooting missiles that they've got from Iran and from Russia at our naval aircraft down in the Gulf of Aden. This is not acceptable. When we go to a place to project power, nobody should even think sideways that they're going to confront America, including Russia. This is disgusting. They're 1/16th the size of our economy, and yet they have the nerve to start standing up to us. That's because we have a wimpy president who's disgusting. Now, we need to have a collaboration with Russia where we have common goals like getting rid of ISIS, but we shouldn't allow the re-energization of the Soviet Union and crushing of surrounding nations by a now re-emergent superpower who wants to control all the Eastern Bloc nations. That's not going to happen, and we shouldn't allow it. But we're doing it
I don't think they even want that to happen. I don't think that
They're already doing it, okay?
I don't think that's Putin's goal.
Stop. That's not true. I have friends in Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia, Poland, and Ukraine, and I can tell you, even where there's lots of populations of Russians, they don't want their nation under vassals under control of Russia and the reemergence of the Soviet Union. They want collaboration, maybe on manufacturing and so on, just like European nations want to collaborate, but they want national integrity. For example, I'm certain that the Eastern Ukrainians, who build a lot of the missile systems for the Russians and the Soviet Union, they don't want to be controlled from Moscow. They want to be controlled from Kiev, from their own national capital. They don't want to have nations like France and Germany, like Italy, we talked about with Leon Lionzagami. They're now pushing for a vote by the end of this month to hand over national sovereignty to the European Union. So with the collapse of the economy, they're trying to force all these nation states to go much further to create what's called superstate Europe. This is the globalist plan. And by the way, you have to understand that Putin is a player too. Don't think he's not a player because he's got $40 billion in banks around the world. We may think he's at another, but in space chess, Putin is a player because if we want to seize all his money through the SWIFT financial system, his bank accounts could disappear overnight. He's a player, okay? So let's get it. And the New World Order wants to crush all these former Soviet states to be under his control, but he'll be under the control of global government. That's a fact.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Bill in New Jersey. Go ahead with your question, Bill, or your comment.
Alrighty. Well, first, most respect to both of you guys, Tim and Dr. Deagle. What are we really going to do as people out here when Hillary's elite sponsors the fixes in and Trump loses, even though he has more votes, way more people, but they, you know, they fix
it. I'll give you bullet points.
Okay? What are you going to do?
I'll give you bullet points. Tim, don't interrupt me, okay? Number one, all of the media that actually support Hillary Clinton don't buy any of their products. That's going to kill their industry. Number two, make sure that you're armed to the teeth and be sure you have food and supplies and get out of the big cities because they're going to be war zones. Number three, if you have friends in the military, make sure that you've contacted your friends and you're already part of the civilian militia. And I would recommend you strongly contact your local sheriff and become active and have BTLS, basic trauma life support, cardiac life support. Get yourself with proper equipment, food supplies, etc., and already start doing war game simulations with your county sheriff because he's your local authority. Number four, make sure you have alternate means of communications through shortwave radio, etc., and through encrypted communications on the internet because they're going to try to shut down the internet so we have no communication methods. When they brought in the Shah of Iran, people have to understand, the CIA actually replicated audio tapes. Some of them were so poor quality because they kept copying copies of copies. When the Shah actually was flown in from Paris to Tehran, there was 1.5 million people waiting in the square for him because it was a CIA operation. They did every step of the way perfect. We need to be thinking ahead multiple steps. Number four, we need to make sure that we remove from office in our local governments anybody who collaborates with the federal government and every state government, and we need our state authorities to start disconnecting from the federal government so we bring back state powers. Because people need to realize, as the amendments in the Constitution, any powers not given in the original Constitution to the federal government, which are very limited, should accede to the state. So we need to reemerge the state power. If we did those things, and that's just a start, we would start to dissect away the federal powers, which are a coup d'etat against the states, even the reemergence of a Senate, which is supposed to be representative of the states, became a federal agency when really it's supposed to be a state agency inside the federal government. So if you follow some of those steps, you will dissect away the power. Secondly, we have Congress and Senate, which are almost certainly still going to be Republican. We need to block every way, shape, or form any movement she does. And if there's any attempt to do executive orders, we need to impeach her immediately and put her in prison. If we follow those steps, we'll stop a revolution. And if we're wimpy and wait for them to start invading our cities and we don't work with our sheriff, and by the way, that's a strong point. You need to start working with your sheriff and get involved with, but only your sheriff needs to know what guns you have, what kind of supplies you have, do operational war game simulations, get ready to take care of yourself and your friends. And if you don't get ready, believe me, when they start doing terrorism and Hillary brings in hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of illegals and terrorism happens, you won't be prepared. Those steps, if you follow them, we will cut off her power. Even if the Hildebeest gets in here, she'll be able to do nothing. Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Follow those steps. Be ready. Because believe me, she'll never be my president. And hopefully she won't be yours or anybody else's. And even if they stick her carcass in there of the dragon, the Hildebeest, we'll cut her off at every step. Dissect away the power back to the states. Get where there's local sheriff. Get ourselves ready for an internal revolution. There won't be blood in the streets if we prepare properly.
Angioprim can unclog blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is oral chelation. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. Just log on to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M, angioprim.com. Angioprim users say they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on to angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better, having fun, and doing more again. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221. Or log on for complete information. Angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Find out how Angioprim can work for you. Get the facts about Angioprim at angioprim.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.